This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank on Sunday, where Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas pushed for an immediate Israeli ceasefire after a strike on a refugee camp killed dozens of people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Abbas called the Gaza assault, quote, a war of genocide and destruction at the hands of the Israeli war machine. But Blinken, on a regional tour to try to stop the war from spreading, has resisted calls by Arab leaders for a ceasefire for fear it would benefit Hamas. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there'd be no ceasefire until the return of all the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas during the October 7th attacks, which Israel says also killed 1,400 people.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Tensions increased with Lebanon as Israel's chief military spokesperson said the military had attacked, quote, terrorist targets of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon in response to a missile attack against tanks that killed an Israeli citizen. VOA's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The sense among Israeli intelligence is that at least right now there will continue to be sort of minor clashes across the border, but that both Israel and Hezbollah are very careful against turning it into a full-scale war.
VOA's Linda Gradstein. Jordan's Air Force personnel airdropped urgent medical aid to the Jordanian Field Hospital in Gaza early on Monday, according to a post on X from Jordan's King and state media. Jordan announced last week it recalled its ambassador to Israel and told the Israeli ambassador to stay away in protest at the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. This